verse 46 through 52. And if you know your Bible, you will know this is the last miracle Jesus performed, recorded in book of Matthew and book of Mark. This is the last miracle Jesus performed before he died on the cross. And this is also the miracle it took place a week before he was at the Calvary. While he was going to the Calvary to the Passover there, so he was in his way from Galilee going to Jerusalem. So he stopped at Jericho, and there he performed this miracle there. Now, verse 46 from Mark chapter 10. Now they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, a blind Bartimaeus and the son of Timaeus sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stood still and came and commanded him to be called. Then they called to the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer. Rise. He is calling you." And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "Rabbuna, Rabbuna, that I may receive my sight." Then Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. This morning, the pastor was talking about running him from the Lord. And it was impossible for anyone to run from the Lord, because God is everywhere. We can't hide. Then if you are not running, that means you are with Jesus. And you are following Jesus. That you are walking with the Lord, or walking with Jesus when he commanded us, when he said, "Go and make disciples." And it mentioned in the morning that we are supposed to go and make disciples. Then if you are not running like Jonah, then you are making disciples, which I appreciated that not that many who came to straight things out with the Lord. So few they came to straight things out. Because that means everyone is involved making disciples around the world. I want to give you some just background about this sitting, this story, or this events where it happened. We know that it happened in Jericho. And if anyone was in that area, he knows that this Jericho is 300 meters below sea level. And if you've been in Jerusalem, it is about 1,000 meters above sea level. Then Jericho, it is below the sea level 300, and it is down. And Jerusalem, it is up. And Jericho, it sits about 5 miles west of Jordan River, 15 miles east of Jerusalem. So it is location. It is also a city where it is, most Jews, they had to go travel from Judea, from Galilee to Jerusalem. That's the only route. That's the only highway for the Jews to follow if they want to travel from Galilee, from Nazareth, from that area, to come to worship the Lord in Jerusalem, especially in Passover. They have to come through that road, their other road. But for a Jew, he can't go there. That's the road is going through Samaria. Because the animosity between the Jews and the Samaritan, then they are unable to go that road. They didn't want to be associated with unclean Samaritans. So for that, they go through Jericho. For that, we see Jericho in that weekend, in that day, they were very multitude. crowded people are living from leaving from Jericho. They are, all of them are Jews. All of them, or most of them, they were, I call them priests, Pharisees, who are leaders. So they want to go have a holiday or do sacrifice in Jerusalem. So most of these were, I would say, there are leaders or Jewish leaders who are going to Jerusalem. And because it's Jericho, because it is 300 meters below sea level, it is for that it is very humid. It is very humid. So if you want to travel, you didn't have a nice car that has an IC with it and drive with that car. You walk. So better time for you to travel than we in early in the morning. Before the sun rise in the middle of the sky, where will be heat. So because it is humid, because it is hot, so they travel early in the morning. For this man, Bartimaeus, then he had good business that day. Because there are many people in the holidays will pass through Jericho, and he will asking for some help to support his family. He can't be hired by any institution. He will not be hired with any school. He will not be hired in any factory because he's blind. The only means for him to go to live by asking some help from the travelers, especially from the leader, from the priest, or from the religious people who are going to sacrifice to the Lord in Jerusalem. So they are giving. Supposed to be these people are giving. For that, he went early before anybody leave the town and went and sat down by the road to ask some help. And this man, he knows himself clearly. He knows that he is blind. He knows himself he is unworthy. He knows himself he is unrighteous. He knows himself clearly. And he was at that gate asking people for help, and he, because he's blind, he heard in his heart. A man asked a lady, a blind lady, her name, I think so, was Helen Keller. I'm not sure if any familiar with her. It is terrible to be blind. To which she responded, better to be blind and see with my heart, or with your heart, better to be blind seeing with you in your heart, and then to have two eyes and see nothing. Better for the person to be blind in his eyes and see in his heart, than has two eyes seeing nothing. For this man, he saw in his heart, he felt it in his heart, that there are multitude leaving the town. I'm assuming, and he start to ask question, what is going in Jericho? Is everybody fleeing from Jericho? What's going on Jericho? Is anybody attack Jericho? He want to run because he don't want to be left behind. So someone told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing. Jesus of Nazareth, that is the scripture says, and when he heard, and they said to him, it was Jesus of Nazareth. He began to cry. Jesus of Nazareth passing. He started to cry, Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me. We are supposed to cry the same. Are we crying? Son of David, have mercy on me. And I can see Peter, because he always up, he was always saying, shh, be quiet. Because always he's up. Don't bother our master, he's in hurry. Don't bother him. Let him go on his way. He wants to go to pass over into Jerusalem. And he has about 15 miles to travel. And he wants to leave. He wants to go there before the sun set in the middle of the sky and will be hot. Or I can see also priests, a Pharisees, say, be quiet. Why are you calling this man son of David? You can see that? I can see that because they are priests and they didn't Jesus to be called son of David. So it can, some of these priests will say, this man, be quiet. Don't call in this man son of David. Because they are religious. And they want to be Jesus known. So for that they are saying to this man, be quiet. But this man didn't give up. He didn't give up. He know himself, and this will be the last chance for him. Because he's seen his heart, he know this is the last chance for him to see Jesus. If he will not show himself up, if he will not stand, if he will cry more and more, till Jesus hear him, he will not get the chance to be healed. I am sure this man, when they told him the son of Jesus of Nazareth passed by, I am sure that he hear the story about Jesus healing the blind man in Jerusalem. He hear the story about Jesus healing the leper man. He hears about Jesus' miracles everywhere in the Holy Land, in Palestine. So for that was his last chance. If I will come to Jesus, touch his garment, I will be healed. That's the lady was bleeding. That was her faith. If I will touch his garment, I will be healed. And this man, the Bible tells us, he started to cry more and more. Jesus doesn't need Jesus to hear them to cry more and more. Jesus heard him the first time. But he wants to see the response of this man. He wants to see what he responds. He started to cry more and more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and commanded. He didn't listen to the Pharisees, didn't listen to the priests. He listened to this man, call him to come. I can see again Peter. He can come and come. Jesus, cheer up. Jesus calling you, come. Rejoice. He's calling you, come. We can see that. And what is amazing is that Jesus asked him, what you want me to do for you? Lord, you are our Lord. You know everything. You create me. You know what's the deepest secret in my heart. And you know I am a blind. But Jesus wants to let him know. He wants him to say what he wants. He wants him to say that he wants to be healed. Jesus knows that he's seeking healing. But Jesus, most of the time, he wants us to ask him what we want. We know our kids, what they want. We know our kids, they need the clothes. We know they need shoes. But sometimes we like to hear from them, Dad, I want the pants, or I want shirt, I didn't have, or mine is broken, it's old. So Jesus, he likes to hear us to cry to him, to tell him what we need. That's simple. To break our pride, to come to Jesus. Tell him what's our need. Just tell him what you need. This man, he knew who he is. He knew that he's blind, he's unworthy, and he knows his need. This man, he knows that he's blind, and he needs healing. Many of us, maybe see we have two eyes, but we didn't see in our heart. We need to pray that the Lord to open our heart, to open our spiritual eyes, to see what he wants us to do. What he wants us to do. Then the blind man said to him, Rabbi, Rabbuna, that I may receive sight. And the amazing thing, the answer of Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, go your way, your faith has made you well. How many of us received healing? And how many of us received salvation? All of us, I believe, we are saved. And Jesus said, go your way. And what we have done. We went our ways. I remember I got saved in Jerusalem. I had a conference there in Jerusalem. At the conference, the preacher gave invitation about maybe the fifth day or the fourth day. And he each night was giving invitation, plan of salvation, presented plan of salvation. And each night he was giving the invitation. In the fourth day or the fifth day, till God broke my heart down. And I came down to the front and kneeled down. And I gave him my life. But after that, I tell you, I went back home. I went back to Samaria, to Zebedee, to my hometown. I went my way. Because here Jesus said, go your way. He gave him the choice. And he gave each one of us a choice. Go your way. He calling in each one of us to go and make disciples. And each one of us go his way. That's our natural response. To go on our ways. But what this man did. What this man did. He immediately he received his sight. And what? He followed Jesus on the road. That's the immediate response for this the blind man. If I was in that man's shoes, I will go tell my wife and my kids I got healed. If I was in that man's shoes, I will go to tell my family. But this man chose to follow Jesus all the way up to Jerusalem. Because Jesus was going to the Passover. It was the last week, the final week. And he decided to go from Jericho up to Jerusalem, 1,000 meters above sea level, to go and to rejoice with the Lord. He decided to follow Jesus. He decided to follow Jesus. What is your response today? Whom you are following? We look around us, the world, we see many philosophies, many religions around us. And people are following these philosophies around the world. You see, many are not here because they are following someone else. They are following something else. And Jesus said, go and make disciples. Go to these people and tell him about the old story. I like that song, the old story. You ask us, just go and tell the old story. Tell them how you got saved. Always I say to my people in my church, your responsibility is just to tell the old story. It's not your responsibility to change anyone. It's not my responsibility. It's my job. That's not my business. My business is just go and tell the story. That's my business. And something else is not my business. I will plant. Someone will water, and someone will get harvest. And my job is just to tell the story, and the other business, changing people's heart, is not my job. Just the Lord's business, the Holy Spirit business. I have just to be faithful telling the old story. Are we following the Lord? Are we following Jesus? Whom you are following? That's the question I'm asking. Whom you are following? Are you following the command? This book full of commands. Just give us a direction. How we can live our lives. How we can raise our families. How we can live in the streets. How we can live in our churches. And what should do in our life. That's all of it in this book. And we have just to dig around and see what God wants us to do. Are we running? Are we hiding? Are we following? If you are following, praise the Lord that we see people are following the Lord's call. Because we need that. Jesus taught us the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. The laborers are few. Pray for the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Matthew teaches us that. The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. If you are not willing to step up and go and tell the people around you, and I will be overseas telling a people about a Christ, and someone else in some other country telling about the Lord, then we are in trouble. We have to do that. That's our business. That's our job. That's our commandments, to follow Jesus in His way. Again, whom you are following. Our Heavenly Father, this evening, while we looked at the last miracles before you went to the cross, before you go to the Calvary, you have the time to stop and to raise this the blind man. He knows himself that he is blind. He knows his needs. So he came to you and said, Son of David, have mercy on me. Lord, we ask you to have mercy on each one of us this evening. If we didn't follow you, Lord, have mercy on each one of us. Direct us to follow you all the way. To go up to Jerusalem, up to the high, up to the point where you glorify yourself, where you bring the glory. Lord, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you for the cross. We thank you because there is no other way except through your blood, except through the Son of David, we can receive our good relationship with our Lord, with our Creator. Lord, we thank you for this mercy you gave each one of us. We thank you for this grace you gave each one of us. Lord, this evening, Lord, while there anyone doesn't follow you, Lord, I ask you to come on him and talk with him in serious talk. Let him come to you and follow you all the way. How much cost doesn't matter, but the more matter is to follow the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.